Caitlin, by way of introduction, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with the Saddle and Sirloin Club on campus.
Yeah, so I am currently a senior at North Dakota State University, and I'm studying crop and weed science here, so super fun. And I guess Saddle and Sirloin, it's an awesome organization to be a part of, and it is the largest student organization on campus with over 300 members. So I knew a little bit about it before I came to college, just because of their little international show and everything like that. And yeah, I always wanted to be a part of it. And now this year, senior year, I'm representing the club as queen for Little Eye. So I'm very excited about everything.
So Caitlin, for those listening who are not familiar with the Little International per se, give us the lowdown on the show itself, and there's a rich history behind the show as well.
Yeah, so our 94th Little International, so obviously we've had 94 of them here at NDSU, and they have a bunch of different kind of components that make up the show. So there's obviously the actual Little International show, which will take place on February 15th this year, and that will have a morning and a night show to it. With this, students are given the opportunity to show either beef, dairy, swine, or sheep. And then we also have a ham curing competition and a public speaking competition as well. And all of this kind of goes together to celebrate what our students picked this year for their Agriculturalist of the Year. So it's a super fun time. It's used as a great education tool and, of course, the celebration.
And so tell me more about your Agriculturalist of the Year this year, Caitlin. I know that's a big component of the whole weekend.
Yeah, so this year we chose Ray Herbley to represent as this year's Agriculturalist of the Year. So he is from Streeter, North Dakota, and it was so fun kind of learning all about him just because he is super humble in everything that he's done to kind of add to the ag industry, especially in North Dakota. So he's served on a lot of different associations, including the North Dakota Stockman Association, North Dakota Beef Commission, and he was chairman of the National Cattlemen's Association. And so everything that he's done, and that's just the name of a few of the things that he's done, everything that he's done was an inspiration definitely to us students. And we want to find people that we look up to learn more about the agriculture industry and to be more like the people that we're electing into the Hall of Fame at Saddle and Sirloin.
And so speaking of the students and those who compromise the club's membership, tell me more about who they are. And it sounds like when you were talking about the activities that take place, there really is something for the experienced agriculturists as well as those who are just learning about the industry.
Yeah, so our club, you don't have to be an ag student or anything like that. You don't even have to come from a background in agriculture. We accept everyone, even one of our princesses this year, Brooklyn Vollmer, she is a pharmacy student. So a lot of us do come from that kind of typical agriculture background, but we're open to everyone, and it's really awesome kind of getting to see some of the students that don't come from that typical mold that Saddle and Sirloin may have. Especially even seeing some of our, like our student body vice president, Joseph Vollmer, he is showing this year again a dairy heifer. So to kind of have different people in the organization from all across campus showing and representing our club is super fun. So again, they don't have to be from agriculture or anything like that. We're open to everyone.
Tell us more about the day's events and what people can expect if they'd like to attend.
Yeah, so the day before the actual Little International show, that is all 4-H and FFA judging. So we have 4-H and FFA members going all across campus, either judging in Shepherd Arena, or there's some competitions in the NDSU Memorial Union. So they do all of their judging that morning. There's an awards ceremony that afternoon at 2 o'clock. And then we have our banquet for Ray Herbley, our Agriculturalist of the Year, that night. And then the next day we have our morning and night show. So our morning show is free, and of course everything's open to the public. And then our evening show does have a cost of $5 for attendance. So we have a bunch of different kind of activities that go along with it, whether it be our silent auction, 50-50 raffle, and then there's even a boot scramble for the kids in the morning show, too.